on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm, and tonight I have with me Jenna, Make Death by Gucci, and Jennifer, the Mafia Wars Loot Lady. Hey, did you notice how fast I said that? That's like New York coming out of me.
Yeah. Oh, boy. How's everybody
doing?
Hey,
it's the Ritalin and the Red Bull and Wheat Thins. Woohoo!
It's you. I knew it. The Red Bull guy.
Actually, it wasn't me, the Red Bull guy, but that was funny. I forgot about that till just now.
Oh, I thought it was funny, too.
For those that don't know what we're talking about, you got back, listened through a few episodes ago, and we had, that's quite a while ago now, actually.
It seems like forever ago.
There was a call-in rant of the guy that was wired up on Red Bull and Wheat Thins. That was funny.
Yeah, that was funny. Maybe something else. Not sure.
Yeah, right. True.
Like crack.
Maybe he was
crack.
Mixing some stuff up with the Starbucks guy.
I'm not sure what was. Yeah, exactly. Maybe they were cahoots. Pretty sure, anyway. How's everybody's weekend?
Lazy.
I was lazy, too, this weekend.
It was an extremely lazy weekend.
I had enough energy for the both of you then.
Good
so.
For you.
Good.
Yes.
And you should have done the intro at 190 miles an hour.
No, I'm out of energy now. You rested up. You have lots of energy. Monday's supposed to be my slow day, you see. So I work towards Monday.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Anything new in the game this week, End?
Not new elements, but there's definitely been changes. I mean, I'm sorely disappointed that they've decided to roll back the gifting limits.
I don't think they purposely put it out. I think that was a bug, maybe, or an experiment.
Well, even if it was an experiment, the fact that they've rolled the experiment back and it's not going to stay is disappointing.
Well, I never got it, so now I'm happy to be back on an even playing field.
Whatever.
Yeah, she was bummed.
You got parts of it. You just didn't get it as high as some other people.
Yeah.
I didn't get it as high as some people either. I mean, you know, there were rumors of people out there making, you know, or banking 1,000 gifts.
Really?
The highest I saw was 1,100.
Yeah. Now, I never made it that high. I made it to about 400 and something, which to me seemed, you know, reasonable. Like we've always said, if you can get to the 500, you should be good. If everybody in my mafia sends me a gift, I should be able to get one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or my active mafia.
And really, what did you gain from it? You probably got like an extra claustrophobia or something.
Some boosts that I don't use.
I know, no one uses the boost, and they really have those mystery bags down where once you get those good items, that's all you're going to get is boosts.
Yeah. Well, and I got, in my case, I collect the special parts and the exotic animal feed for my crafting.
Uh-huh.
So I need to get those anyway, and then if I don't have to give up the idea that I need to get my, you know, artillery shells or whatever else in order to comply, you know, then I think that works for me in my particular style of play. But I don't know.
It's funny because, like, ever since the family module came out, there really hasn't been anything worth accepting as far as gifts go. So I would just collect 200 special parts every day. Yeah. And I'd mix it up and do exotic animal feed. So I'm very well stocked, probably for like a year. So I'm like, you know, once I maxed out on the nerve agents from the mystery bags, I was like, well, now what do I really need? I don't need artillery shells anymore. So the fact that the nerf didn't affect me wasn't a big deal, but I guess it's kind of cool to be able to accept every gift you get, because I feel bad for people that send me like those Chicago property parts.
I know, and I'm seeing a lot of people complaining that they aren't able to finish it because of us not sending them back.
Right, and you know, if I don't really have anything special I want to get, I try to make sure I send those back. But I don't like how if people send me something that I don't need, if I just ignore it, now they're not getting it back. And the reason
and you feel guilty.
Yeah, just a little, but there's bumping too. I mean, if I'm getting 1,000 to 3,000 gifts a day, but the ZMC will only hold 250 of them, I'm not even seeing the majority of the gifts.
Some of them that are being sent to you anyhow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then I'm like, well, this person's not getting their carpenter nails returned, but maybe they'll think they got bumped. But I still feel a little guilty about it.
Mm-hmm. I do too. I always feel guilty about the gifting.
Yeah. And really, like, when new stuff comes out, like, for example, the welding torches for the Assassin's Academy, if you didn't stock up on those right in the beginning when everybody was needing them, you know, people had trouble towards the end getting those back. Mm-hmm. And it was all the bugs. And it was like, you know, when Zynga offers you something on the free gifts page that you know you're going to need, jump on it because you don't know what's going to happen. That's just my advice.
Snooze, you lose.
True.
So what's new in Spockholm?
For us, it's been a little slow too, you know, just catching up on some stuff. There's been some minor requests out there for some modifications to some existing syrups, so we're spending a little time doing that. For example, Family Ferret, which collects stats of players that you populate in a list, there's been a request now to add family names to the results. And specifically what's happening is now there's some people out there trying to do recruitment as a result of the ferret. So they'll go out and scan a bunch of names, and if someone's not in a family but their stats are high, they'll go out and talk to them and see about joining, you know, having them join their family.
Oh, that's smart.
Nice.
Yeah, recruit so it's tool. Yeah, it's a recruit tool now. So we're going to add that in. That won't take much. And then I was talking with Ike in passing, something I observed in the Mafia Manager, which, you know, collects up your entire mafia and then provides some stat stuff and then also helps you identify those people that are actively playing or not actively playing. See, I use the same Facebook account for both real life and for the game. Now, I know there's not everybody does that to kind of keep them separated. Well, I have maybe about, I don't know, 50 or maybe less. I only have like 25 real friends. No, it's just something like that. So I have about 25 people, maybe it's more, that are actual real people that I have in my friends list that I don't want to delete because, I mean, obviously I want to stay friends with them. But I also don't want to accidentally delete when I'm doing the Mafia Manager. Like so him. What's that like my wife? Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah, you'd be in trouble.
So no, I don't want to do that. So what I've proposed to him is an idea. When you're in the Mafia Manager, and for those that have used it before, you kind of know what I'm talking about. There's an option that you can click on that shows those people that you're friends with, but that are not playing Mafia Wars or don't have or not in your Mafia. And a lot of times, what you do with those people is you just go, if they've never accepted your requests or whatever, you'll go in and copy that Facebook list out, ID list out, and then go over to the Facebook side and then use the remove Facebook friends to just remove them from your friends list. Because if they're not going to actively accept your request to join and play Mafia Wars, then you may not necessarily want them to be a part of your regular list. So what I asked for was the option to actually ignore people off that list. So I'm thinking hopefully we'll have an option before too long to kind of accommodate me. And this gets to, you know, sometimes the tools that we create at Spockholm are selfishly driven to start, but they have value to other people as well.
Absolutely. Well, that I see a lot of people ask that question.
Yeah. So I think it would be handy, not just for me, obviously, my scenario, but so then all you'd end up doing is you'd pick all the people that you know that you have a real life connection with and then say, okay, ignore these people. And then it removes them from the batch of Facebook IDs at the bottom of the page. And then this way you can go ahead and then copy out that list without fear of pulling out somebody that you really have an actual, you know, real life Facebook connection to.
So you don't end up sleeping on the couch.
That's right. Or end up in the doghouse. Yes.
Exactly.
You delete me as your Facebook friend.
You bastard.
So, yeah, if you're not careful, because you could do that pretty easy, not paying attention to what that list really does or who's really in that list. And what I've had to resort through time is I actually create like a Word document with, I copy the list of names out and then I copy out the list of Facebook IDs and I kind of do a side-by-side match. And then I, you know, delete the Facebook IDs of the people I really want to keep. And then I get it consolidated down to a list that I can actually go clean out using remove Facebook friends.
I don't know how you do everything that you do. I know. And the amount of time in the day. I need more hours.
Well, I don't do it every day. It's one of these, you know, for me, it's, you know, once every month or so, I'll go in and kind of do that cleanup routine to just kind of keep my Facebook friends list up to date with people that are still, still actively playing. And then, you know, in the mafia manager, there's an option to go in and remove people that aren't even playing the game anymore. Remove non-friends.
Yeah. And that's such a nice tool. I remember, like, finding that I had so many mafia that weren't playing anymore. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to delete them manually or figuring out who they were. And you just couldn't. You could do maybe 10 at a time, but then you'd give up. Like, it just takes too long. So that's a very nice tool.
Well, and then there came a time when the game changed that you could no longer really get any value from having someone in your mafia that was no longer Facebook friends with you. Because you couldn't send them gifts and they wouldn't reply and all this other stuff. So then that's when it really became more and more practical to keep doing a cleanup of your mafia to make sure that you're pulling out people that you're not Facebook friends with. Because if you're not, you're not going to be getting gifts and they're not going to be returning them.
And plus, people found it was making their game a lot slower. They had, because remember, Bossy Don had like 20,000
mafia members. Yeah.
Wow.
And then once they were all cleaned out, the game went a lot faster.
Yeah.
For this person.
So anyway, that was just kind of one of those things that came up here just recently, that there was some things. I've still got some testing I have to do with that remove Facebook friends on the timeline. And I got to go turn on timeline.
You're going to turn it on?
I'm going to have to. I have to be able to test.
I'm waiting. I have it on an energy count and it's horrible.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till the very last minute.
Well, we have people that are now, they're having problems using some of the tools without it on. So I'm going to have to go turn it on and then hopefully I can turn it back off again.
I don't think you can.
Okay, here's the deal with that timeline. It's not... it doesn't work in Internet Explorer.
Right. I know there's a workaround doing
that. There's a workaround where you can actually trick your computer to thinking it's an Internet Explorer and then it won't work.
Right.
But the problem is once they make that mandatory for everybody, is that still going to be... I'm sure they're working on making it compatible. Mm-hmm. And it's also, I was going to post a script that can remove it. But even the author said when he wrote it that, you know, this could be fixed at any time. And I certainly don't have the patience to figure out how to use it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, to remove timeline?
Yeah.
See, I thought it added it to your apps. I thought if you removed it from your apps, it would disappear.
No, and it does, but there's a way to use the script to make it do that.
Oh.
But I added it to my energy account, and when I go to my apps, it's not there.
Ah, see, it was there when it first came out.
Well, it might be for some people. I read all the instructions and I can't find it. Maybe I'm just a dumbass and I don't know where it is, but I looked everywhere. And so I didn't want to post the script because I was like, well, if I can't even use it to get past step one.
How are you going to help people?
Yeah. How am I going to write what to do? And I may just post the link because I've had a few people email me or inbox me to ask for it.
And then ask whoever tries it to inform you how it works.
I have. They all said it worked. If you're interested, go to Google and type in Facebook purity.
Okay.
And it should pop up.
Okay.
But, you know, it may not work for very long. I'm sure Facebook, you know, one thing I was also supposed to write a blog post about was there was a guy, like a college student named Flies, and he wrote the script. It was called The Friendly Gamer. Do you know what I'm talking about? The friendly gaming script or something like that. Well, anyways, what it was a third-party tool, but instead of being specific for one game, it covered all Facebook games. And all as it did, it was just like a way to manage your gifts and your posts.
Mm-hmm. So Grabball was for all the other games that were out there by Zynga.
Right. It was like that, but it did every game on Facebook. Well, Facebook sent a cease and desist letter to this guy. And so he shut his script down. He was scared. He was a college student. He can't legally fight them back. And there's a big petition to stop it. I feel so bad because I told them like over a month ago I would write a post. But
I'm sure your guilt will kick in tonight and you'll do it.
Yeah. Landfall case because, you know, if it happened to this guy, they could go after anybody. And this is Facebook, not Zynga.
Right.
But, you know, anything that manipulates Facebook stuff, they don't like it.
Yeah. Well, remember there was the guy that wrote the add-in, the Grease Monkey add-in, yeah, to kind of clean up your homepage on Facebook.
Feed filter,
and he got the same nasty gram.
From Facebook?
Yeah, because he removed their ads.
Well, what he did, what that guy chose to do was he kept a script, but he complied with what Facebook said.
Right.
But if you wanted it to do what it did in the past, you had to download the older version.
Right.
But he couldn't support that or tell you to.
Right.
You had to, like, read the comments of his blog posts.
Yeah, I remember that, too.
Yeah.
And it was because he basically just on the right side hid all that ad stuff. And
the stuff none of us want to see anyway.
I mean, that's the point. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, why do you think I like to play an Unframed Mafia Wars game versus Framed?
Exactly.
I don't need to see all that Facebook fluff. I mean, I know that like a Facebook is not making money on people using Facebook. They're making money on people advertising on Facebook. But when you get stupid, corny, dopey ads on the right-hand side that have no real value to anybody, and the same picture of the same girl that's in every five ads.
Mm-hmm. Don't the ads cater to individuals?
Yeah. I guess like maybe. So maybe that's the reason why I only see that one, right?
Yeah, they think you like her.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-mm. I get like all my ads are like Las Vegas stuff.
Go figure.
And mine are all for like shopping and stuff like that. So that's why I figure it's just me. Jen, does Pete have anything else?
No, I can. Martin have been quiet this week.
It has been really quiet.
Oh, I know what you could talk about.
What?
Well, you did talk. You brought it up on the last show, but there was a second part to it with the posts on the Spock homepage, the negative feedback.
Oh, the negative feedback. Yeah. Then Martin put up the positive feedback one, and we're kind of monitoring the statistics to find out which one's going to have more responses. Currently, negativity wins.
Really? I only posted on the positive.
Yeah, but currently, number-wise, I haven't looked at it today. But
I feel bad I haven't posted on any of them.
Yeah.
The negative has 128 comments, and the positive has 100 comments.
See, it's close.
I'm gonna go comment some more.
But the positive hasn't been out as long.
That's true.
But what's funny, what amazed me the most about the, because normally whenever Spotcom makes a post, their posts get hijacked. So like, no matter what it's about, someone will say, "My gift blaster's not working," or whatever's not working.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you guys are like removing those comments or people just aren't making them.
Yeah, on that one we are.
Yep. Oh, you are? Okay. Uh-huh. It was funny. There's the last one on the Informant podcast. The very first comment was my gift blaster.
Oh, inevitably. Happens on every show. Loaded down.
The one with the bearded clam.
Oh, I've seen so many comments this week about bearded clams.
I know someone put a picture on my wall.
Yeah, I think someone put probably the same person put a picture on my wall.
Who knew?
Now we do. Now you know. So what's up with you, Jen? How's
you know blog? Nothing. Oh, the blog's. I'm kind of in the process of reformatting it, so bear with me if it looks funny sometimes because I don't always get it right when I change things. But I'm trying to make it better. But as far as Mafia Wars, like, since our last show, nothing has happened. I could talk about the new Stranger swag loot.
Man, you mentioned that last show.
I know, but we got different ones.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and what's funny is of those seven items, there was only one good one, the tarot card reader. And that one came out on Sunday. And if you look through all the traffic statistics and the daily active players, and even like my site, and you probably noticed it on your site, Pete, during the weekends, the traffic goes way down. Mm-hmm. Like, most people do not play these games on the weekends, just the ones like us who are obsessed.
People do it while they're at work.
Yeah, so they offer the best loot item during a time when not as many players are playing.
Mm.
And, you know, this is a week when, thank God, they gave us a break from the limited time properties.
Thankfully. Is there another one this week?
Well, there's one on queue, the hangar. I don't know if that's exactly what it's going to be called, but the loot items are in the inventory and the server images came out like mm-hmm. a while ago. So we're just
waiting.
Yeah, and it's another level 15 property.
I didn't see anything else on boycotting that since we talked about it last. Have you?
No, it kind of died down. I don't think they generated enough buzz.
Yeah.
Or they didn't get enough people to participate.
Yeah, it kind of died out kind of quick.
Yeah. I mean, and there was some other boycott not too long ago that had a petition, and it didn't get that much traffic either. And then you have to, like, look at the source of these boycotts. Are they doing this to generate attention for themselves, or are they truly doing it to make the game better?
Right.
And a lot of times it's the former.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if boycotts worked, maybe that would be a good thing to do, but they don't. It's been proven over and over.
Well, especially when an organization like Zynga that has no desire to really care.
Right. No desire to care.
And then, you know, we as players have to ask ourselves, like, how important is Mafia Wars to Zynga? Probably not very. Probably doesn't make them that much money anymore.
Yeah.
It does make them some money because...
Well, some, but when you compare them to the other games...
Yeah.
Is it enough where if, you know, 20,000 people say, I'm not going to play anymore if you give me another property, you can stick it up your ass, and they're probably like, okay.
Well, here's your property.
All right.
We don't care, but guess what? 20 people are out there going to spend reward points on these parts.
Yeah.
And generate spam for us, so...
Yep.
You know, unless you can collectively get the player base to do something, and even as popular as any site or group is, when you compare them to the overall big picture, they're still a drop in the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem with this game. Not that many people actually read and know about websites, know about third-party tools. All they have is what Zynga gives them.
Mm-hmm. Yep, very true.
We're a very small minority of the game. So, you know, what they do with this Mizo group comes into play and says they don't like something. You know, in the past when we had community managers that were actively involved with the community, it was a big deal. But not anymore.
I know. We used to get asked what we thought about different things.
And there's rumors that will return.
Yeah.
Who knows? But all those plans in the past, I remember a while ago, and this was before Nate left, that the PAC was going to expand and they were going to bring in more players and make it a bigger entity.
Mm-hmm.
But that never, you know, when Nate left, all that stuff got thrown under the rug.
It was his baby.
Unfortunately, though, there's a I mean, in theory, that sounds like a great idea. We'll get more players involved and it'll be greater. But the problem is you need to have the right people.
It's not the amount of people.
It's not the amount of people. It's the quality of the people. And not to say that there's not other great people that could be invited to PAC. I mean, we're not going to get down that path of we've got bigger egos than everyone else.
But, right.
But what I'm saying is the more people you start having involved, the less things will actually get accomplished because you'll have too many people pulling in too many different directions
to
try to accomplish
this.
Well, yeah, it's like, you know, you create these committees and committees on committees and all this other stuff and nothing ever gets done. The core group that they had was probably, it was a big group and it probably could have been pared down some, but, you know, you don't want to go much bigger than that, if at all bigger than that, because then you're never going to get anything done.
Right.
As an organization, Zynga said to their customer support people, I give you the power to make a decision if somebody is, you know, having a problem with the game and, you know, you're allowed to give up to such and such, you know, in reward points or whatever based on your evaluation and your assessment. You're going to be a lot more efficient organization than everything having to be approved through a second tier of support. You know, I mean, and that's the same thing that they needed to do with PAC. So,
and
so again,
speaking
my two cents, but
of that customer support thing, I've read like 4 or 5 transcripts that people either mailed to me or put on the fan page. And customer support agents are now telling players that they're not authorized to give any reward points out.
Yeah.
All they can do is like energy and stamina refills and loot.
Yeah.
FYI. But funny thing is, we found, I'm not going to say any names, but we found a player profile that got the Raven achievement for beating him 100 times.
Oh, really?
On January 9th.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder how that works.
And there has been other players that customer support gave that achievement to. But this was before it got pulled. It's just interesting that it was passed out after it was pulled.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's been pulled a while.
Yeah, like way before January. And the Ravens, he's been gone for 7 months now, I calculated it.
Holy mackerel.
And there's so many people that don't have the 10, like they haven't beaten them 10 times.
Yeah.
So I think it's an injustice that they have that achievement. I mean, I got it, but I spent reward points. But, you know, it's still, if you didn't get it and you no longer have a chance to get it, it needs to come off the achievements page.
Well, here's what they need to do.
That's just common sense. Or bring them back.
Well, here's another option for you. I'm going to give you ideas again, Zynga. Freebie. Ooh. What they need to do is they just need to make it a family boss fight option. And then when the family beats them 10 times, you get the credit for the achievement.
That's a good idea.
Because you're paying for the to do those fights anyway.
Right.
So they're making money while you're doing it. And voila, people are getting their achievement as they go along down the path.
Problem solved.
It's, yeah, I think it's funny that the boss fight feature, like when that first came out, my family, like every half hour, every hour, we were doing a boss fight. When they started making us pay for them, it didn't matter. People were buying them anyways. And now it's been out a while, and I think a lot of people maxed out on a lot of that loot, at least in my family, and now we hardly ever do them.
Well, sure, if you're doing it every half an hour.
And then you go to the boss fight, and there'll be like maybe like four or five people participating. I think the feature's just kind of gotten old, or people are tired of it.
Yeah.
I know I haven't been in one in months, just because I haven't had time. I'd like to.
Well, and then they nerfed it. I mean, then they released this new lady, the Ice Queen, and then they changed the formula for what your BAM score is. And then it's just like, what was the point? Yeah. Just leave it alone and change the number. If you needed to make it harder for it to get done, then change the overall the points you need to do to do it. Don't mess with the BAM score.
But that's when I started noticing it, after the Ice Queen came out.
Yeah.
And I also heard rumors that after the Ice Queen, that the feature will be pulled and then the Raven will come back. But this is just a rumor. It's not
a
good source.
And then you're going to mess with his BAM again.
Yeah. No.
I always picture you with like Emerald going, BAM!
That's right. Kicking it up a notch.
Oh, God, help me.
All right. Kick your mafia wars up a notch. BAM!
That could be our next commercial.
But I think these features that do get the family involved, like the boss fights were a very big part of our family for a long time. Everyone was very active in them. And then, you know, kind of got old and faded. And then when these properties came out, you know, collecting enough of the consumable items was fun, and upgrading it, and, you know, people posting how many more parts were needed. And it was just things that involved the whole family are fun.
Yeah.
And the battles would be fun too, but for the love of crap, I mean, it's always something with these family battles. We have yet to really figure out how they work.
Yeah.
And that's the funny thing, because, you know, normally when a new feature comes out, you know, I'll make a blog post after talking to the people in Team Spockholm and the community and trying to get the strategy and how it works. And this one just never seems to work the same. It'll be different next time you try it.
Yeah.
And, you know, what frustrates me about the family battles is we got into one this weekend with a group, and I won't name their names because they know who they are. But after the battle ended, they accused one of us of running Assassinator during the boss fight or the battle, which the person they were talking about would never, for one thing. And it was very insulting, and they just didn't really understand how the feed worked. And kind of pissed me off, and it brought a lot of drama, all because of the family battle this weekend. So it's kind of creates a whole ton of drama.
Oh, speaking of that, I have a correction I need to make.
Uh-oh.
Remember on the show when I talked about how Mike and I were buying crate items and posting how much it increased our score? Well, right. I assumed Mike was running the Assassinator, but he never uses it. He used stats history to post what it increased, and not the Assassinator.
Yeah, you better clarify. He probably got all hot and bothered.
Yeah, he probably caught some heat for that.
Mm-hmm.
So just my apologies to those who thought he used it.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised he didn't come out of the hopper for that one.
Yeah.
He expects us to defend his honor.
I do it the easy way.
Mm-hmm. So anything else?
We did get a blog post from Zynga about some bug fixes, and they listed 6 bug fixes. And they're quite proud that they've... And some of these have been long-time bugs. Like, remember a long time ago we had a problem where if you tried to buy your items for from the city store. If you didn't have that money out of the bank, you couldn't purchase it through the job paid. You had to actually go to the city store and buy it that way. Well, they fixed that, and they claim they fixed something with the battle.
They claim they did.
Yeah, it's the issue was some players reported that their battle score was not updating with each safe house attack. And they say that it was resolved at 7 a.m. on January 24th.
Lovely.
Has anyone noticed? I don't pay enough attention to the battles, really.
Yeah, I didn't notice. Okay. Don't usually go after the safe house.
And then... You know. So, yeah, I haven't, I had planned on testing that one out, but I never got around to it. I guess I'll have to jump in the next battle and figure it out. And then I've written about this bug. It's happened like 4 times now, where if you go to a limited time mission and you have to ask for something, the last time we saw it was with the construction workers, and you ask your mafia to send you construction workers and you get like 20 of them or 15, however many the task requires. Well, what happens is when you get those, it depletes your whole inventory. And the first time we saw this was with computer setups. And like I had an account that had like, I think it had like 50,000 computer setups and they were all gone. And then we saw it with the body bags and confidential records. And so we've seen the bug 4 times. And so they claim that it's been fixed. And I actually did verify that. And it has been fixed because we have a task in the current limited time mission to request body bags. And I totally expected that my body bags were going to be gone. But it's interesting how they fixed it. What they did was when you generate your request for the item, like in this time it was body bags, the request no longer turns off when you get that required amount. So I gained like 200 body bags, and that post will be active until you actually complete the mission. So if we ever get a task that they want us to ask for something good, like it would, you could use that and not complete your mission for a while and make tiny URLs and keep asking for it.
Oh.
But so that's a good fix.
Nice.
And the secret district, that remember the Ruby Master bug where you'd click on the job and the job window wouldn't open?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's been fixed, and we knew that already because we saw after they gave us this nerfed secret district. And then this one's really funny. There was another bug, and it was when I posted about it, it was happened in the secret district, but I know for a fact it happened in other destinations too because I've seen people complain about it. But if you ask your mafia to help you with a job, the rules in the past were that 10 people could help you and each person would contribute 1/2 of the mastery that you would usually get for that click. So if a job gave 7% mastery, you could get 35% mastery by the time it was said and done. Well, what was happening, and it was mostly noticed in the last secret district, is if you asked your mafia for help and you were on your last job, and enough people helped you to master that job, when you went back, you would see that you had 100% mastery, but you could not move to the next level, or if you were on the Ruby level, you wouldn't get your pop-up or the loot item. And we talked about the workaround a few shows because I had brought it up on this show. And so they claim this has been fixed, and it has. And so Mike and I, for the past, gosh, maybe 3 or 4 days, we've been trying to figure, you know, test it and make sure it's actually fixed, like they say. And it's funny what they did to fix it. If you now are in that scenario where you could potentially complete a job by asking your mafia to help, you're not going to be able to finish the job because you're only going to get 3% mastery total rather than the 35, 40, 25 that you would get.
Right.
So essentially what they did is they just made it impossible for you to finish a job by asking your mafia to help, which is kind of a nerf because, you know, that's a very, especially in the Ruby districts.
Yeah, the high energy jobs that these people don't have that kind of energy to be able to ask for help.
It's already like a pain.
I rely on that. And you can ask every 24 hours. Like when I get to the Ruby level, I rely on that. And I get the job done that way.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can't. And then on several times, you would get 0% mastery. But if you asked for help early on in the job, then I noticed you got actually more. Like, I got 45% mastery on a job. I should have only got 35. So I don't know if they're divvying it up and letting you have more early on, but knowing that at the end, you're not going to get what you would hope for. So it did fix the bug, but I believe it brought out new bugs where you don't get any mastery or you get a nerfed down version.
Right.
So just something interesting.
So what else you got?
But all these issues, you can find them on their blog or the forums. And in theory, you should be able to report the bug or a workaround. But there's also been some problems with the forums as far as logging in. I don't know if anyone noticed, but on the old layout, once you logged in, you were set. You were logged in forever unless you physically logged out.
Mm-hmm.
With the new system, every time you go, you have to do the Facebook Connect or log in, and it doesn't really hold you. And it's funny because Mr. Simi, he made a video. He was trying to respond to a post, and every time he went to respond, it told him he had to log in. He'd go up and try to log in again, and he couldn't. So he posted the bug on the forums to let him know what was going on, but they removed his video because it was cross-linking. YouTube is not an authorized link.
But no, really.
On that they did send him a private message and say they fixed it, but I know I'm having to log in a lot more. But if you're just a lurker like I'm, like, you don't really need to be logged in. You can still look at stuff. But it seems like with the new moderator and the community manager seems to be updating some of these known issue posts. So
that's working out good?
Well, I wouldn't say good. It's still a complicated system. You have, like, it's like the forums. If you want to go find information, you have to search for it. So The known issues are all there, but they're not like neatly organized. You have to actually try. Is this a job issue? Is this fighting?
Right. But the new mods are working out well.
You know, I don't really know for sure.
Right. I don't go to the forum, you know.
Yeah, I don't go like I used to. But I do see them updating this known issues thread, which to me, this is an important thread because it's really our only communication right now with Zynga, you know, unless they throw a blog post up about it like they did and organize it for us. But I try to go in and see, I keep track in my mind of when it was last updated. So I like to check them for updates, but it's not easy to do, especially if you don't really know where you're looking. So unless they can make the systems more simplified, it still needs work.
Right.
But it's a good concept to have the link to the game to go to the known issues. So if you are having a problem, the first thing you should ever do, and same with scripts, when they're not working, just don't freak out and go, oh, my gift blaster doesn't work. Go to the Spotcom site, go to other sites, see if other people are reporting the same problem. And look for solutions, because most likely if there is a workaround, somebody figured it out. Or look for Team Spotcom saying, you know, so-and-so is down, we're working on a fix.
Right.
And Spotcom, especially Martin, is really, he's strict about submitting bug reports. And he doesn't want to hear it's just not working. He wants, what browser are you in? What
broke, fix it. Yeah.
He wants details.
The community's not really into that. They're just like, it's, and I'm guilty of that too. Sometimes I'll put in the Spotcom room, like, my inventory history doesn't work. And I don't get a response, but that's why.
Now you know.
But you just got to try sometimes. Because sometimes you get lucky. And I'm like that too. Like, when people email me with game problems, I really had to stop replying because I get too many of them. You know, and I usually direct them to the fan page. I ask on the fan page because there's going to be a lot more people that will answer you in a much quicker fashion. But sometimes if I'm bored and I'm on my phone and I see a question that I know the answer to, I'll write the person back.
Sometimes. So
it's all timing and the mood of the person.
And that's the reason why we have the forum, is that the community is very helpful with one another, you know, to be able to answer some of those questions before we need to deal with them, especially when it's that... It's not that it's not really not working. It's just that it's their particular instance and something that they're trying to do that's not working the way that they think. It's not necessarily a bug with the program.
Right. It's something where you shouldn't have to step in. Like, you guys need to be there when there actually is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we'll ask that a lot in the room just to make sure it's not us. You know, like, I'll say, this isn't working right. Is it just me? And Mike or someone else will be like, nope, working fine for me. So then I know to look at my own stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's what you should do too when you have a problem. Go to the sites and see. If you don't see anyone else complaining about it, chances are it's you.
Yep.
Just like when you play poker. If you ask the dealer, is it on me? And everyone's staring at you. Yeah.
It always goes back to poker.
All right. Well, we got any shout outs tonight?
I'm going to give a shout out to Meg. We've had a lot of fun fighting this weekend. Everybody's come together. It's been a ton of fun this weekend. So, Meg. Jen?
I'm going to give a shout out to two of the asses who have decided to quit Mafia Wars and have been with us since the beginning. Lisa DeLeon and Dimitrar.
Oh no, Lisa's leaving?
Yeah, but she may come back. She just has a lot going on with real life. And she's the kind of person that's like, well, if I can't give it 100%, I don't want to be in the family and bring you guys down.
She's really awesome.
Yeah, she's very popular. And we told her that to not worry about it, but that's just kind of how she is. But she'll be welcome back if she returns.
Good. Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah.
And who was the other one that's leaving?
Dimitrar, he actually does a lot with code for our family. He's really good at that and very active. He's been there since day one. And he's getting married and just decided that he can't be playing this game anymore. And this game can be a full-time job. And nobody, like, we get sad when we see people quit for that reason. But I think overall everyone's understanding and even sometimes envious. Like,
yeah, a little bit jealous.
Yeah. Like, I wish I could do that.
Like, Chester sounds all happy.
Yeah. You know, if you think about it, if you're doing all this work, you should get paid.
I know.
But it shouldn't be an entertaining game to do on your free time.
It should be. This weekend it was for me, so.
And it was good this weekend. And I think Zynga needs to step back and say, you know, get these breaks we give the players. Theirs is beneficial. It's going to keep them. No one's going to quit because they're bored or there's nothing to do.
No, that's not the case.
And it seems like that's what they worry about. Like, oh my God, we have too many players that finished everything. We need to give them something to do.
And that's why I had so much fun this weekend just fighting. I didn't worry about any of the things that are ending or anything. It's just been fun playing with people. And that's where they always lose sight, is that we like to play with our friends, but not spam them and overwhelm. So
yes, we like to play with our friends.
Yes, we like to play with our friends. Okay, wrong. Do you have a shout out, Pistol Pete?
I'm just going to give a shout out to the Spocks and to Martin and Ike, and just that'll be mine tonight. So it'll be for the family of the Spocks and to Martin and Ike for all the hard work that they put in to keep this thing going. So
word.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, that's a wrap.
All right. Well, I guess that's a wrap then.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I want a car, skid 'em, crash into the brand new world. I want to ride.